Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn. It is a Monday in New York City. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Bart, we hear all the time about how our intro is like the bomb, right? Like, we hear all the time how people are like, man, that intro is the best intro. When you hear it, you just get fired up. Like, the whole idea is the motivation behind it, right? We want to get you ready, not just for our show, but for the day, for the rest of your day. We catch you at midday for most of the country.
Put a lot of work in today.
Ray Santiago, by the way, I got to shout out Ray Santiago. He's a producer in New York. He is the originator of it. And then we have edited it since because we added you
to the
when
show.
I was solo. Yeah. So we added you into it. We've got that in there, the Can't Wait, and all that stuff. But apparently, I don't know, I'm being told that there's another now show intro on ESPN Radio.
Play that, the damn
that,
song.
That might be on its way to competing with what we got.
How can it be on the way?
Man,
like, if it's on the way, that means it can never get there. Like, it's always going to be late. Are you kidding me?
Let me hear it.
Can I hear it?
All right, let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
I guess
we got to find it first.
We got to find it. Well, that's how big it is. It's so good that it's buried in the archives. Man.
Is this day one? I don't know if you're going to see day two.
Yeah, I know. That's right. We will be listening.
Maybe the grand. If you want to quote rap
go to your LinkedIn right now because it's going to be it's going to be an opening for a new AP.
Yeah, grand opening.
We're
going to
need a new associate producer on the damn show. Who had the unmitigated gall?
Hey, you know this show's
to
coming.
Say,
for
you know,
coming. It can
the
come,
intro to this show
and leave.
Is,
it ain't passing.
I think it's on its way. It's coming. What do you mean it's coming?
Man, he almost made me say the seven words you can't say, and it started with an S.
One of them, right?
Yeah,
on a Monday too. Yeah. Starting a week off like this.
Thank God I remember George Carlin. As soon as I was about to say it, he was like, "Nope, that's one of the seven."
Yeah, that's not one you can say, or some of them. So we'll leave it there. But once we can dig it out of whatever archive it's in,
We will
play it, and then we're gonna let the people who listen to our show and maybe that show too say no, yours is better, or say you know what no that one's pretty fire. And I'd like to know because we like competition, Bar, right? We don't run from it.
I have to go get Jada Kiss if that's the case. I'm calling Jada up.
Oh no, please!
I gotta go pull a card.
We could definitely do that. Like we can definitely go there if we need to go there. That's not a problem. So anyway,
we will not be outdone.
By the way, let me ask you a question. Before we get into all the sports and all the things we're not supposed to talk about, last night in New York, it was like low 60s in the evening.
Yeah.
Did you have the windows open?
That humidity is going down. Yeah, I did. I had to slide doors open too. You
know that's what I mean? Windows open kind of sleep weather last night, was it not?
Yeah. No, absolutely. You can feel the fall is coming. It's not here yet.
No, it's a tease.
We're going to get, I don't know if I can even say it now. It's called,
what?
You don't know what you can say anymore. Like, it used to be called a Native American summer, right? You used to have to say that. Yeah, you can't even say that anymore. So,
Gotcha.
A Native American summer where it's like, where you think summer's over with, but you get that last push that's usually in September. But my favorite time of the year is September and October.
Yes, me too.
It knocks the humidity out, but you still have the heat. But at night, you can put a nice little jacket on and stuff like that. So, I'm hoping we're getting there. But when we get there, then inevitably, the winter is not far behind.
Yeah, but that's fine because these are my favorite months too. And that's what we're getting right now in this area. And maybe in other parts of the country. I imagine a lot of other parts of the country too. I know there's still drought. There's drought elsewhere. I know there's a flood really bad.
Vegas. What's up with Vegas?
Yeah, so like there's a lot of weather happening around the country. But it's just something I think it's very relatable. When we go through, whether it's a heat wave or all this stuff, when you just get a couple of days where it feels like it's just natural air conditioning, is that good? You always say, windows open, sleep. Like, it's perfect. So, dear summer, I know you're going to miss me, but we're not done with it yet. However, this is now a week, Bart. This week and next is when we start sending our kids back to college. Campuses start filling up. The U-Hauls get packed up.
Y'all know
and we start bringing them on, sending them off to school. And that's coming up, too, this week, next week.
And they're getting ready to drink their ass off the first week. Like, we don't go to classes.
Time to rush. Well, I got to rush.
I'm paying $40,000 a year for you to do what?
Mm-hmm. That's all part of the growing experience, no? You don't think that's part of the experience?
You have to learn how to live with alcohol poisoning.
Or just learn how to just, you know when to say when and all that other stuff.
Yeah, but you only learn that by going too far. Yeah.
Probably, or watching someone else do it. Okay. Learn from someone else's experience.
Hopefully our kids learn from somebody else's experience.
Yeah, tell me about it. You had a good weekend, though?
Kuta Matata, man. Kuta Matata. You know, administrative stuff. You know, me being gone from Greece for a long time, had to come back and get everything back in line, everything going.
Business, yes.
I think I was out there watching. I think I watched 10 cars, man. Hot as fish grease.
Still washing cars. You washing Zach Wilson's car, or is he going to have to do that himself?
No, I was at Lifetime this week. You know
oh,
I mean?
Okay.
But, you know, I got some new people. I got to show them how to do it first before I can let them go. You know,
that's what I love about you, is you're the hands-on kind of owner.
Yeah.
This is how you do it. You show them how it's done, and then you expect them to do it as well as you do it.
Yeah, because you got to take pride in everything you do. You know what I mean? Because you look up and, you know, somebody give you $300 to do a Lambo, and you whack it up. Like, hey, man, you taking cheese out of my pockets, huh?
Yeah.
You better put some elbow grease up in that thing. But this is the problem. Kids today don't have any grit. No grit.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Anything that's manual labor, something like that's labor intensive, getting down. I mean, remember, when we were growing up, and I'm not the get off my line guy. I didn't do it, but it was guys that would come and walk around with shovels to shovel your snow. And then if they weren't doing that, it was people that would go around and cut your grass. They would cut it and they would rake it.
Yep.
Or it was something like that. Like, man, you don't see no kids doing that no more. Like, if they think that they can make money by doing something on Instagram, TikTok, or NFTs, they don't know how to work. And at the end of the day, yeah, it's fun with these cryptocurrencies and NFTs and all that stuff. But when that hits the fan, manual labor is what needs to be done. You know what I mean? That's never going anywhere, right? And if you got a combination of both.
Like the service industry, as you're saying. The service industry is never going to go away. And you've got to embrace it. And you're saying that what you're learning from the people that you're working with or hiring is that there's not a lot of work ethic out there.
Yeah, man.
You're having a hard time finding that work ethic.
Or it ain't a lot of dads out there ain't teaching their kids nothing.
It could be that, too.
Jeez.
Or maybe some dads who are just like, I hated doing that crap.
We need to start a dad club, you know what I mean, where we just tell people to come here to learn everything your dad should have taught you.
That should be a class.
Yeah.
Dadology.
Yeah. For everybody, right? you got no dad.
Every male and female, you got to take it. Dadology.
Yeah, dadology. You know, you come it's in here, you learn how to cut something.
Was supposed to
learn
teach
how
you.
To hammer without hitting your fingers. Learn how to hang a damn TV.
Does anybody hammer anymore? You basically have a nail gun.
Yeah,
or
drill.
You use a screw gun.
No, you got to learn how to hang a TV. Learn how to hang a flat screen. Change a light socket.
That shouldn't be too hard to do. Hang a
bro,
TV.
Yeah, all right. How many? Listen, I want all the people out there.
The generation that grew up with two TVs that you didn't hang knows how to hang a TV.
Yeah.
But the generation that grew up with TVs you're supposed to hang can't hang a TV.
I want to. They can't even find a stud. I want any parents out there to call up and tell us how secure they are in their kids to be able to do the things that they grew up doing.
Simple things.
The simple stuff.
The simple basic things. Can you just say, hey, do me a favor, go to Best Buy, buy a bracket, put it on the wall, and hang the TV? Or would you just like, I'm not letting them do that because that TV's coming down.
Yeah.
Can you trust your kid to do something like that? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Well, you did consume some football, right?
Yeah.
Week one of the preseason.
Yeah. Speaking about, you know, trusting. I don't know if I can trust Zach Wilson. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, he needs to go to the linebacker drills. He, for a second, thought he was Malik Willis or Lamar Jackson. Look, bro, that's not your move. You ain't supposed – your body don't know how to cut like inside, outside. You don't know how to do R2, L2, spin,
nope.
0, XXX. That ain't your call, brother. You supposed to be in the pocket.
R2, L2, meniscus.
Like, come on, man. Your body ain't – nobody – it took me back to Patrick Ewing. Have you ever shot that shot?
Yeah.
I ain't never seen you
practice that shot?
He ain't never practiced the jump, cut, spin, stop, accelerate. Bro, if you want to learn that, and you need to go practice, go there with the running backs and go through some of their drills so your body can know what a jump cut looks like and how to accelerate, stop, start. Because that's going to continue to happen, man. Out there like Michael Slick.
That was, and now they're going to be without him for a month. More to get to, of course, on the first week of the preseason. Do we have the theme song yet that is supposed to be almost as good as ours? Do we have it or still no? Because it's
pretty good, wow. Right?
Was that it?
That's it? Hold on. They voiced it over themselves.
I mean, I love Chris Candy. I mean, it's all right.
Chris Rose, but that's supposed to be. Hold on. That's 30 seconds. Our stuff is like a minute.
I mean,
a hot fire after fire.
It's hard.
And just one verse.
I mean, I'll say this. It's the second best one at ESPN Radio. That's pretty good. I mean, KJM don't even try. They don't even have a theme. Nothing. It's just they just get right into the show.
Yeah.
Right? It's 6 a.m. We got no time for this. Let's just start talking. Right? That's what they do. I've really heard, what is Greeny? Greeny just dives right into because he could right off get up and just jumps into his show.
He starts off with Beyonce. Dun, dun.
It's just that. Yeah. It's just a little music, but
that's no effort.
Here's what I'll say. At least Candy and Carlin tried.
Yes.
They gave us an effort.
Yes.
But it's not really what.
Yeah.
Would you say it's in the realm of what we've got?
No, not at all.
No, but I like it. I don't hate it.
Nice wordplay, but it's not. Nah. It's not.
But
ours.
You know what though? Tell us we're wrong. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776.
What's our board odd man, Constantine?
We've got your calls coming up. We also have a game we're going to play, Bart. Remember Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Ooh.
Yeah. Believe It or Not from the NFL's first preseason weekend. We'll get into that just after Bart tells you this about O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts are here to keep your car on the road with the right parts. Advice from their professional parts people and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required at the time of rental. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and ask for their free loaner tool program or visit O'Reilly.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Said,
yeah, harder than ours, man. Come on, son. That's like asking somebody to say some Bible verses, and they say Jesus wept. Come on, son. That ain't deep. That ain't going all the way waka flop. But ain't Proverbs. That ain't no wisdom, son. That just come on, man. Stop it.
Not hating on them, just hating on the person that decided to deliver the news that it was. You know, at a level.
It's got us, Constantine. That's,
yeah.
Come on, Constantine.
All right. We got your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Han. We had week one of the preseason. We had a ton of games. We had a lot of headlines, a couple of injuries, certainly as well, that are concerning. Some performances that were good and bad. But you know what? Everybody says, it's just preseason. So right now, Bart, let's play a little game of Believe It or Not.
Mm.
You remember this show?
It was
a Disney vehicle back in the 80s. Ripley's Believe It or Not. So let's begin with what we saw in Philadelphia from Jalen Hurts facing the Jets defense. He goes 6 for 6, 80 yards with a touchdown. He actually had a touchdown run that was nullified by a penalty, but then threw a 22-yarder to Dallas Goedert. So, 11-play drive to start out the game. 2 passes for no game, but still. Jalen Hurts looked fantastic. Everybody was gushing about the offense. Your thoughts?
I mean, listen, I'm a reserve.
Believe it or not.
I don't believe it, right? Because I think they're going to go against greater competition. I think, you know, what I do believe is in that offensive line, their ability to play bully ball.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't know ultimately if when Jalen Hurts is forced, just like we saw him be forced to throw the ball against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the playoffs, he fell short because nobody runs on the Buccaneers. And, you know, when you run into that, can your quarterback beat you with his arm exclusively? I still don't believe that, but I do think they're the best team within the division. So I don't believe in Jalen Hurts as a long-term solution, but I do believe in this team as being a team that can be dangerous because of their ability to run the football.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, there's excitement about this team. We continue with believe it or not, in that same game, the Jets won 24-21, but in that same game, Zach Wilson – started out not so good. First series, a pick. Next time out, he rushed one for 7 yards, but at the end of that rush, he went down. Injured his knee. Some of the social media doctors were telling us, oh, it's an ACL tear. He's done for the season. It ends up being not as bad or not nearly as bad. Yeah. It is a meniscus tear. He will need some arthroscopic surgery, which will be done tomorrow in L.A. They think they can clean it up. And then he'll be able to play within 4 weeks. So believe it or not, the Jets escaped a major catastrophe.
They did. I believe it. It could have been worse. You want to get this kid experience, and if he would have been on IR again, you would have two young players on your roster, Mekhi Becton and Zach Wilson, that you don't know any more about than you did before the beginning of the season. Now, I think it's going to be longer than 4 weeks. I've seen guys like Ben Roethlisberger come back. But remember, this is not a guy that's played at a high level. So he's going to have to come back and knock the rust off after not being there. Then he's going to have to trust it. So I think we're going to see a healthy dose of Joe Flacco. Now, what I did think when he got hurt, I was like, oh, well, maybe blessing in disguise. We go and we trade, you know, for Jimmy G. And then now you have a guy that knows the offense and just took this scheme to the Super Bowl. I thought we was going to get maybe a Jimmy G rental for a year, which I would have changed the expectations for the team. If we had got a Jimmy G, I would have said they would have had to be a playoff team because the guy has a 74% win rate. But, yeah, I don't want to wish somebody get hurt to get Jimmy G. So
right. But if you're getting him back, here's and we'll dive deeper into this later in the show, but with Zach Wilson, just because he might be back for week one doesn't mean he needs to be back for week one. Joe Flacco is a solid backup who at least can get you through the beginning. All right, we continue. Believe it or not, week one of the NFL preseason, it's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio. The Cowboys lost 17-7 to Denver. Dak Prescott didn't play. But the story was more about the 17 penalties for 129 yards. Listen to Swagoo, Marcus Spears on Get Up this morning.
He needs to have a little bit more energy with his answers when these questions come about these penalties. Hopefully they get it cleaned up. Hopefully it's alarming to him by now, since it wasn't after this damn preseason game, and they can move forward and try to get this fixed. Because one thing, I've heard this term so much. Well, it's the preseason, and everybody is, you know, it really doesn't matter in the grand scheme. Yes, it does, because it sets a tone for how you're going to function as a football team. Dudes needing reps and all of that, we get it. Some dudes don't need reps. Some dudes don't need to play in preseason games. But when you're trying to set a standard for your team, that is what training camp and the preseason is for. And for 17 penalties to happen in the first preseason game for the Dallas Cowboys after what we watched last year, this is a continuation of our discuss.
All right, Bart, so who Marcus is talking about? Of course, he is Mike McCarthy, the head coach. So believe it or not, this performance, these penalties, these issues are a harbinger of what's going to eventually take down Mike McCarthy.
I tell you what, that's really what it was about. It was about clock management and a lack of discipline for his team. Last year, 266 penalties, and you know that shows a lack of focus, but also sometimes attitude reflects leadership. And right now, the leadership and the reflection of that leadership is that it's not a disciplined team. It's not being held accountable. You don't have the players holding each other accountable. You don't have the coaches holding the players accountable. If they don't figure it out, which is kind of, you know, concerning, because you think about, you know, when they went out, what they did in the draft to try and shore up the right side of the offensive line, where they went and got the kid from Tulsa who led the league damn near in penalties in college. And then he comes in, he gets two two, not one. He gets two last year. Tyler Smith, he got two holding penalties yesterday. It's not going to get any better if you don't hold guys accountable and say, listen, you know what I mean? If you're going to go out here and you're going to be getting penalties, you can't be on the field. Mm. And you're going to have to bench somebody until they figure it out.
So is this, believe it or not, Mike McCarthy's downfall?
Yeah, it is. I believe Discipline. It. I believe it. I think it's going to be clogged because already they're already right. in other people's DMs.
Okay.
You got right. Sean Payton and saying, you know, he's talking to him. You got Dan Quinn. You got Kyler Moore. It's a wrap.
Okay. All right, so that's what's happening in Dallas. We continue. Believe it or not, week one of the preseason, Justin Fields against the Chiefs. The Bears win 19-14, but again, it's preseason, but Fields goes 4-7, 48 yards, also rushed for 10 yards. You know, no touchdown, no pick, but still a feeling that he had a good performance. So believe it or not, Justin Fields can overcome some of the issues in Chicago.
Hell no. You listen, let me tell you something. He going to try all that running around stuff. Somebody going to clean his damn clock. Listen, that train is never late. When you got a bad offensive line, play action don't work because nobody believe you can run the damn ball on them anyway, man. So I tell you what, man, Justin Fields is going to be a long, long season, and I think we're going to be feeling so bad for this guy, man, that we're going to ask the U.S. government to send help.
Last but not least, week one of the preseason. This was a big story, obviously for several reasons. Believe it or not, we go to Cleveland. Deshaun Watson played for the first time in a long time. Didn't really do much. 1 of 5, 7 yards.
Yeah, look rusty.
The Browns win the game, but they actually lose. They lost their center.
Yeah, Jason
Trotter. 24-17, they beat Jacksonville. You're right, and J.C. Tretter, right, is sitting there waiting to be called. But here's the thing. Believe it or not, because what also included was a pregame video of Deshaun giving somewhat of an apology. Saying that he's truly sorry to all the women I have impacted in this situation. Believe it or not, this is all we're going to see of Deshaun Watson this season.
I don't believe that because I just don't believe that you can have an arbitrator come up with one decision and then the other arbitrator come off and you talk about six. Even if it was 10, if he said, okay, 4 more, I can't see them going the whole year. I just don't see that. How you can, because that's like one judge totally disrespecting the due process and what the previous judge did after having way more time to go through the facts, way more time to really think about it. He's coming in, his decision is rushed. So how can you not, you know, respect the ruling of the previous judge 100%? You can disagree with it a little bit, think it should be more, but I can't see him saying, okay, well, no, it's not, it has to be a year.
Yeah,
I can't see it.
All right. Well, that's Believe It or Not. Anything that we missed, what do you believe or what do you don't believe? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get Sal Palantonio to join us in the next hour, and it'll be great to get go through some stuff with him, what he saw over the first weekend of football in the preseason. A lot more to get to. Your calls. People want to let us know. Today's kids, what you said in the very beginning.
Yep.
Got a lot of people want to let us know about that, the important things to learn that kids need to know, the dadology of it all. We got your calls. More on Deshaun and this apology. Was it really a good idea? Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We got your calls. We're going to get to those in a second. But just before we went to break, as we were going through Believe It or Not, we were talking about the very last topic we had was Deshaun Watson. It didn't really dazzle, didn't do much at all. In his brief preseason appearance over the weekend. But before it is what really everybody's talking about, and that is when he had a taped interview on local Cleveland TV where he essentially apologized somewhat about everything that is going on with him and all the off-the-field stuff and the civil lawsuits and the settlements and the suspensions and everything else that he took with him from Houston to Cleveland. Just want you to listen to a little bit of it. And you know how I am about PR, right? I don't think this was the best idea.
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back. but I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I want to keep pushing forward.
One thing he did also admit, Bart, that he kind of early on was not admitting to is getting treatment. So all this stuff is fine, but I almost feel like less is more in this case.
What is he getting treatment for, though?
Well, he wasn't going to go into detail. He wasn't going to say, like, you know, for being, you know, sexual addiction, like, you know, or anything like that. Like, he wasn't going to say that.
You have to admit guilt. Like, you can't expect us to accept your apology if you don't tell us what you're guilty of.
Well, he certainly can't do that while appealing a suspension. You know he's never going to come out and say anything like that.
Then wait till it has its conclusion before you come out and say, listen, there's a lot of things, you know, I got to fix in my life. I made some bad decisions. I put myself in a bad spot.
Which is what he said.
But we want to know.
It's what he said. And again, I'm guessing the sense was he's going to take the field. He needs to say something before he takes the field. Like, that's the feeling probably was, hey, look, you got to say something. You can't just go out and play football like nothing ever happened and pretend like nothing's wrong. Come out, show some contrition so that everybody can just move on. But it just felt like it felt so manufactured. It didn't feel genuine.
That's what I'm saying. So if it comes off and it's like fake contrition, or if it comes off that way, like you were trying to do something, because then nobody's going to accept it. So you might as well just piss them off by not saying nothing.
Well, I mean,
and then afterwards, you know what I mean, if you want to throw yourself on the mercy of the court, if you want to apologize to those women, if you want to do what's right by those women, if you want to truly live your apology like Ray Rice did, lived his apology even though he lost his job, he never had an opportunity to play in the NFL again, he still continued to do the work year after year after year. That's how you show that nobody's going to be able to give you judgment, to give you forgiveness until we see you live your apology.
That's exactly it. Actions speak louder than words. It just, again, the way it just felt and the way watching it almost felt uncomfortable. Big, gigantic, empty ballroom in a hotel, what it looked like.
Yeah, hotel room where before the game, you get a massage.
Ballroom. In a huge ballroom. You know those. Like the team meetings in the ballroom. But there was nothing. It was an empty room.
That's where you had a
walkthrough. Yeah, walkthrough, right. It just, like I said, it felt, I don't blame him. I'm sure he was very uncomfortable. But it just, it was one of those things that you're watching it every, I mean, give me a break. You tell me you weren't watching it going like, okay, like, all right. Like, you're doing this because you have to, like, not because you really want to.
Exactly.
And that's the problem here. It's not going to help him. It's not going to help his brand. It's amazing. But it's not. And if you're the Browns, again, you decided to make this move and get him despite knowing that this was lingering, this was hanging over the situation. Like, you knew that this was going to carry over into Cleveland, and you were going to have to deal with it. And I think they've kind of fat-handed it, too. But there really is no right way to handle it, right, Bart? Like, what you've done, what has happened, there's no way to clean it.
Right.
There's no way to all of a sudden just whitewash it away and all of a sudden he's squeaky clean. No, he's always going to carry this. He's always going to wear this. And he might as well just accept it at this point. And the only way you redeem yourself, the only way you do is to just show it.
Right.
But why are we in a society that everybody needs to hear? I need to hear it. I need to hear him say he's sorry. I need to hear it. Well, then he says it and we're like, I don't believe it. Because he's not speaking with any kind of conviction whatsoever.
So why waste your time?
Exactly. Whoever thought this was a good idea, it didn't go as planned. It couldn't possibly have gone as planned. Because it looked very bizarre. Even the reporter, like, she didn't look comfortable. It's very strange.
Do we have any callers for the what kids can't do?
Oh, we do. We have tons.
So I started a Bad News Brown, kick my son in the head. I think I told him to do something the other day. I'm like, look, man.
How many times do you say, like, hey, just get this done? How do I do that? What do you mean, how? Like, how do I do that?
Yeah,
I love those answers.
Yeah, you Google Domino's number. You call for Domino's.
Right, it's amazing. You could figure out a dance on TikTok, but you can't figure out how to break up cardboard.
Like, stuff.
How do I do that?
What you mean? Yeah, because it needs to fit, so it needs to be flat, so you got to tear it at the seams. Just stand on it. Man, bro. All right.
Dadology should be taught in college. Jimmy.
How's it going, guys?
What's happening?
Good.
All right, good. So, true story. This is a true story. My daughter's boyfriend comes over the house. Oh. Hanging out a little while. I'm outside, you know, yard work, whatever.
Yeah.
Comes over and goes, can you give me a hand with my car? I'm like, all right, sure. You know, like, what's the problem? He goes, I got to go to Napa. I got to get a longer dipstick. I'm like, gotta get a longer dipstick. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I would almost be like, are you trying to be a wise guy?
No. Listen to me.
I'm saying it. I thought, is he messing with you? Like,
going there. Come on out of there. Easy. It's my daughter.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, looking at him like, what are you saying? Right? I would have been mad at him. But go ahead.
He looks at me and goes, it doesn't reach the oil. It only comes to the tip of it, you know, so it doesn't reach the rest of the oil. And I'm like, dude, are you serious? He's like, well, yeah, I need longer because it has to go in. I want to get the right reading for my oil.
Oh, how about
and
more
I'm just
oil?
Shaking my head. Guys, Bart, I swear, I looked at him and like, get your father on the phone. Yeah. Get your dad on the phone. Yeah. I need to talk to this man. Like, really? My daughters know how to change tires. They can, you know, mess with the car. I taught them the basics. Like, the girls can be all
survival.
Right for themselves. This dude, he can't even check the oil rate?
Need a longer dipstick.
I didn't even know what to say no more. I had nothing to say. Screaming at his eye. I called him his father, Mike. I'm like, Mike, dude, really? Like, send that kid home.
You failed it.
I can't even send him home. He's got no oil in his car. I got to take him. My daughter ain't safe in this vehicle. We're not doing this.
No.
wait till he try to put transmission fluid when the windshield wiper fluid go.
Oh, damn. Like, thank you, Jimmy. I just love the fact that that's how he reasoned it. Like, he reasoned it like
that's
that.
It's not long enough.
Oh, Ray's in Louisiana. Ray, what do you got?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good afternoon to y'all.
Either one.
I've got two sons. 21 and 24. The older one has graduated from college. He's very book smart, but when it comes to all the other stuff, he is not very good at it. My other son, the younger one, he does all kind of mechanical work and electrical. He'll tackle jobs that I don't even want to touch. But, you know, I tried to teach both of them, but one of them just had the book sense and the other one's got the mechanical stuff.
That can happen too. I mean, that isn't even generational. That's sometimes it's just reality. That's acceptable. But at least you got one to take care of the other.
You got one that can come help you, and the other one to write down the invoices and keep the bookings together.
That's true.
But if the kid is smart and book smart, he should be able to read to be able to do it. Like,
you read the directions and tell me what to do.
Like going to IKEA and totally putting something together backwards.
You know what? That's how
I'm telling you. Or when you got to put your kids' toys together, the doll houses and stuff like that, put the wagon together, the wagon break.
Yeah. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're being those guys today. Dadology. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
We got a tweet from Graphics Joker, Bart. He's talking about today. You know, you're doing the whole thing about today and how kids, they just don't put the effort in. Like what you're learning from hiring. He said, can't wait today is can wait.
I'll call somebody to do it.
Right. Honestly, like that is the attitude. Like you're the generation of can't wait, right? This is Bart Scott generation is
can't wait.
Right?
Yeah.
And this generation is like if Sal Powell said to you, like, right, what did he say? See you in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
And you would, and then your response instead of being can't wait would have been
I'll wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
yeah,
wait.
Sure. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, my cousin back in the day, he rewired the entire room so that the TV comes on when he hits certain light switches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised he didn't get electrocuted, but we would do all kind of crazy stuff, man.
Oh, please.
Go steal cable. I mean, never mind.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to don't reveal anything yet. You don't know the statute of limitations. But let's just more people want to sound off on this. I mean, we are definitely doing the
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Like we are doing that today and we apologize to absolutely no one.
No one.
Let's take Mel in Jersey. Mel, what's up?
Hey guys, first off, let's go with the theme songs. The Christian theme songs, it's kind of cool. You know, I get what they was doing there.
Yeah.
But, you know, y'all hype me up. Y'all give me that extra energy. Y'all like the Mountain Dew. A Red Bull. You know what I mean? Ready for me to just be awesome every day.
Right.
Every inch counts. You know what I mean? It's going to be great.
Well,
secondly,
it's just...
Phrasing?
Let's not add that part to it. But go ahead, Mel.
Right. And secondly, right, man, I got two uncles, bro, that, like, we could call for anything. They could be your painter. They could be your auto mechanic. They could be your electrician. They could be your plumber. You know what I mean? No matter what we need, we could just call up. And they clean gutters. They go lawn mowers around the neighborhood. They got their own little job without having the job. You know, people just know them for calling things.
Oh,
and
man.
Then I got friends who didn't learn. Then I got friends who didn't learn how to wash their clothes until after they graduated high school, you know? So,
yeah.
Kids are, like, all the way different.
Just the fact that it's like, hey.
The reds and the whites. It's fine. They're all clothes.
Oh, man. Now you're wearing pink for the rest of your life. But, like you just said to your friend, like you just said, thank you, Mel. Like, you know, hey, bring a couple of your friends over. I need you to help me move some furniture. And it's like the day comes. Like, where are your friends? Like, yeah, nobody wanted to come.
Yeah.
What? Like, tell them I'll buy them lunch, whatever they want. Nah, nobody wanted to come.
Don't a frame of a plum wall. You know what I'm saying? Well, the 4x4s, 2x4s.
Easy enough to do. I mean, easy enough to do. We are definitely being those guys today, but why not? It's still summer, and we've got more to talk to you about coming up.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Sal Palantonio going to join us here in about 15 minutes. You want to stay tuned for that. It's always fun. About 20 minutes, actually. It's fun when Sal Pal gets together with Bart Scott. It's that, you know, it just brings back that same memory of can't wait. And as I mentioned, a graphics joker, as we're talking about, you know, the generation, the difference in generation, that you have your businesses, you're trying to hire people to show them how to work, and you're just like, I can't find people that actually want to work.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of motivation. There's not a lot of, like, just want to. And graphics joker tweets, yeah, that can't wait moment today would be, you know, can wait.
Yeah.
It can wait.
I'm
we also got we got a tweet also. The Beaker 54 said, I don't know how to hang a television. Besides, TVs are so big these days, they rest on a stand, no?
No. Like, how swagless is that? How swagless that you got to go buy a dresser or a table to put your TV on because you can't put it on a damn... You can't find a damn beam with a stud finder. TVs are big, but they're light as hell. My 13-inch TV with the video cassette player that I took to college weighed more than my 60-inch.
That is true. Those TVs were with the tube in them?
The bulk,
heavy,
man,
as hell. Ask my neighbor. I used to ask my neighbor to move, because I always move my furniture like every 6 months. I call him up like, hey, I got to move that TV again. He's like, come on.
And the crazy thing is, the weight is all in the front. So like
fall forward?
Yeah. Fall forward, you fall backwards. Because the weight is not distributed the right way. You better put it on your shoulder. You try to hold it in the front, walk up the steps, you're going backwards. And if you got the TV facing
the
other way, it's going to flip forward.
Done. Jason's in Kentucky. Jason.
Hey.
Jason.
Guys, I'm here.
Okay.
Guys, I have a 7-year-old that can tie his shoes.
Nice.
But gets irritated to me when I ask him, can you not hear me?
Yeah, we can.
We got you.
Yeah, he gets irritated to me while I'm like, why aren't you untying your shoes when you take them off? Retie them the next time. All his classmates have slip-on shoes.
Yep.
So he thinks I'm trying to overwork him. And I'm like, what's going to happen later when I ask him, you know, does he want to try to change his own oil, change his own tire? I don't know. Help me hang a light in the kitchen. Anything. I'm like, good gracious. He don't want to tie his shoes?
Well, it's just the fact that he's thinking of it like efficiently. Like he's thinking like, I tied them once.
Like
only a moron would just keep retying. Why would I untie them?
Get him some Velcro. First of all, when you got to get out of there and you got thicker socks on, now you can't fit your foot in there, and then the tongue gets stuck underneath. Now you got to fish for the tongue, and then you end up wasting way more time if you just pulled the damn string and tied your shoes back.
Think about it, right? That's actually funny because now everything's a slip-on. And they sell the slip-ons to old people like us.
They got the shoes with the back that collapses so you can just slide them back in.
This is too much fun. Let's just take another one more on here. Ryan's in South Carolina. Ryan.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
Hey, so I've got my nephew. I love him to death. And he is wicked smart. Like, I'm talking that NASA math. He can do that stuff all day long.
Yeah, nice.
And, you know, he loves to ask, like, mathematical questions. Like, we went to South Carolina spring game a couple years ago, and he asked me, he goes, how many raindrops do you think it would take to fill Williams-Brice Stadium up? And I was just like, I'm done with you.
Next level thinking.
Yeah. So, Rain Man?
Yeah, I mean, he's like that. But so he's like, he said, what was he? He was doing, trying to put a screwdriver or get a screwdriver. And he's like, which screwdriver do I use? And I was like, well, what kind of screw are you trying to put? And where are you trying to go? Trying to do it in the wall. And I said, did you even look to see if you had a stud there? You can't just, he goes, why? And I was like, are you kidding me? You ever hung anything heavy and rip a hole out of the wall? Yeah, come on. Your mom's not going to like that. And then he didn't even look. He went and got a flathead, needed a Phillips head, had no idea what a Phillips head was. And I'm just looking at him going, you're a senior in high school. Get your life together.
Yeah.
But that's all guys.
That's definitely one.
Wait till we go to college and have to put that IKEA together and don't realize he ain't got the right tools.
Well, they give you the tools. They actually give you the tools.
Yeah, but you don't want to use it. You don't want to use those, so you want to go get your own tool. Your own socket set, your ratchet
funny,
set.
Funny. Now you heard him say, like, Phillips, right? Well, you know, it's a Phillips head, right?
I want everybody to ask their kid right now, what's a Phillips screwdriver?
What's a Phillips head? Because you know what I get? The response I get is, oh, is that the star one?
The star one, yep. Like, no, it's a star one. That's a star bit. That's a totally different thing.
The star one. This is where we are right now. But it's all right. You know what? Because Fernando Tatis Jr. You see him try to pull a fast one?
Tried to do a Wes Welker.
He tried to tell you that, oh, no, I was taking it for ringworm. That's not the same steroid, though. It was like they're close in name, like cluster ball versus like it. Like,
let me see the picture.
We all got Google, right?
Let me see the picture of your wingworm, then. Oh, no.
I don't even want to see the picture of the ringworm.
It ain't no wingworm.
I just want you to understand that we all got Google. We all have Google.
He spelled the name. It was like, it's just the last five is different.
Man, whatever. We have a training camp edition, a preseason edition of Audio Files coming up next. Stay with us. And also Sal Pal, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.